He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And good morning. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, in busy San Diego, California, on this March 31st, 2017. I'm here in the studio. It's Rob Sanford filling in for the captain as he is sequestered in his secret bunker. And I'm here with the heir to the throne, the young gun, the son of a gun, hence the name of the show today. Sanford and Son Radio, filling in for Bill. Good morning, Stephen Gunderson.
Good morning, and we're going to have Bill with us.
That is the rumor.
That's the rumor.
If he's not stuck in I-8 and I-5 traffic, which we'll explain in just a minute.
So keep listening.
Keep listening. It could
be here.
That's right. All you folks that are out there thinking, oh, no, not those knuckleheads again. It's Sanford and Son Friday with special guest Bill Gunderson on his own show.
Yeah.
How about that?
Right.
Coming to us remotely. What's going on with the market today?
Quick market update. The Dow is down 36. The NASDAQ is down 15 cents. The S&P is down 50 cents, so not much going on. Oil's down 7 cents. Gold is down a dollar. And silver's down less than 1 cent.
So pretty much flat
yeah,
today.
It's pretty flat.
It's a flat Friday, and we're looking to see what happens in the market on this last day of March.
Last day of the quarter.
Thank goodness tomorrow is April Fool's Day, and so the fools won't be hosting the radio show tomorrow. We're back to the captain on Monday. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in beautiful, and I mean beautiful, San Diego, California, where the weather is about as perfect as it gets. A nice day to be out looking for giant tuna in the market. And we have the captain. We have Bill himself coming to us from his secret bunker where he is sequestered today working on his newsletter. And I think if all goes right with the ionosphere, we can pick up Bill via technology. Bill, are you there?
I am here.
Well, you know, Bill, I got to tell you, I am almost here. I barely made it into the studio this morning. Took me 45 minutes. Now, you know our neighborhood where you used to live. Took me 45 minutes just to get to the freeway, being
wow.
that there is a guy on a bridge and has been on a bridge for 17 hours threatening
to jump.
On the busiest
freeway.
On the busiest freeway in San Diego, he is over I-5, Interstate 5, which goes all the way up through San Francisco and into Seattle. He's on I-5 and Interstate 8, and you can imagine what SeaWorld Drive and Rosecrans looks like this morning.
You know, that bridge isn't even high enough to break an ankle, is it, if you jump off of that?
Well,
they put a big trampoline down.
Well, they did. There. They did, and he moved.
Yeah. You know what? The story of the day is freeway. I was watching the news last night. Did you see poor Atlanta? The freeway collapsed from a fire there, one of their main arteries in downtown Atlanta.
Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
That's a problem.
Yeah, that
oh,
was
man.
Something. I didn't know a freeway could catch on fire. I mean, it's
well, at least the guy, no, nobody was standing on it.
No, but thousands and thousands of cars had to be diverted. And then my third freeway story is last night I was watching the freeway series on TV. Every year the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Angels of Anaheim get together right before the season starts and play a three-game set. They call it the freeway series. And you know what? There's another bridge story up in the Bay Area. What do they call that? The bridge series? Last night you had Oakland playing San Francisco.
That is, across the bridge.
Annual bridge series. And Rob, you tweeted to me that the guy in San Diego that was threatening to jump must have had a lot of bonds in his portfolio.
That's right. Now we can't make light of the mentally disturbed. However, I can imagine if someone had been in an asset allocation program over the last year or so, they may want to join that guy on the bridge there.
Yeah, with the stocks up 15% and bonds down 15%, that's a 30% right. differential. I got a story for the millennial. Is he in there today?
I am here.
Yeah, okay, I hear Steve. Steven spent Wednesday at Disneyland. Now, your child is not even two yet. You've been to Disneyland twice.
That's right.
You know, it took me till I was like 27 years old to go to Disneyland twice. You know how close I grew up to Disneyland. But you see their new, you know, you told me about a big dilemma. And, you know, your little daughter's got to see It's a Small World after all. That's even Grandpa's favorite ride to this day. I sing along with it and everything. And I mean, I can understand you've got a stroller. You're pushing a stroller, and she can't stand in a 45-minute line or sit in the – you see what their new idea is with the Disneyland?
No, I did not see it.
Well, okay, what happens when we go to Phil's Barbecue and we order at the counter, sit at our table? What do they give us?
A number. Oh.
No, they give us that little device that flashes and vibrates when our ribs are ready, right?
Yeah, the little buzzer.
Yeah, well, they're going to do that at Disneyland, only they're going to send a message to your iPhone that your ride is ready.
Oh, that's pretty
and
cool.
So you show up, there's a special line, and you say, my buzzer just went off. Well, I'm ready for the ride, and they let you ride on the ride. Isn't that nice? So you can see the, you know, that's a good idea on Disneyland's part.
Yeah,
because
and I wonder, is that...
Is
that part of the Fast Pass program, or is that just like a regular line, like it's just normal?
Well, I think it's part of the Fast Pass program. I think it's
okay.
a premium option.
Right,
but doesn't
right.
that make a lot of sense? Because if you're standing in a line, you're not spending money at the food court at the Country Bear Jamboree.
No,
right?
Yeah, that's brilliant.
So now you can be out spending money while you're waiting for your alert, and then you get an alert on your iPhone, bang. Come on down, jump on the It's a Small World. So you know what? Next time, take me along with you because I'm so tech-savvy. And we'll get your little daughter and my granddaughter on that Small World, okay?
All right.
Now, I think that just makes the line at the food court longer.
Well, you get a text message when your food is ready, too. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, the Country Bear Jamboree. Well, anyway, stocks had a pretty good quarter. You know, today is the end of the first quarter of 2017, and as the year began, I put out my target price for the year on the S&P 500 of 2375, and we hit that within this quarter. And the market has a lot of optimism built into it, and looking ahead to the Trump agenda, which seemingly got derailed, you know, last week. Was it last Friday at this time when they pulled the bill and killed the bill and back to the drawing board? And the market didn't like that, had a nasty sell-off. And, you know, worried that the entire Trump agenda is in jeopardy. You know, it hasn't been a good idea, Rob and Stephen, to bet against Trump since he came down the escalator at Trump Towers. It hasn't been a good idea to bet against the guy, has it?
No.
Well, he has a history of getting things done. He has his entire life, and doggone it! I mean, let's at least give the guy a shot. You know, the liberal wings of some media are just gleeful any time that they can come up with anything that they can. That they can disparage him on, and I say, doggone it, he's everybody's president. Let's see if we can, actually give him a little bit of thrust behind his liftoff, and hope that he's successful anyway when it benefits our country.
Well, I think a lot of investors returned to his side yesterday. The banks were just on fire. You know, they had about a 10% sell off. They got a little ahead of themselves, the banks and the financials. And when the Trump agenda, at least, you know, the first failure, so-called failure, temper. I'd call it a temporary failure myself. They will get that done. You know what? I'll take that bet any day of the week.
Sure they will.
And we saw the banks and the financials just on fire yesterday. I would say with this pullback that we've seen in the financials, this is a good buying opportunity. There's other sectors of the market that I don't like. But when I put out my numbers today on the S&P, you'll see that the numbers still will support a much higher market from where we are today. And I'll build on that a little bit when we come back. Rob, you take us into the break here.
You know, the NASDAQ also closed at an all-time high yesterday, too. I'd like you to speak a little bit to that as well when we get back. But in the meantime, there's a lot of good information to come, believe it or not, even though it's Sanford and Son Friday.
That's right.
We have the captain in via remote. So when we get back, we'll hear more from Bill. You're listening to Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. And you know what, Stephen?
What?
I did exactly what I always complained to your dad about during the first quarter. I did not mention that Bill Gunderson is a professional money manager. That's the one thing that, doggone it, I've been telling him every single quarter to remind people that he does, that he manages money for a living. He's not just a world-famous radio show host. And you know what, Bill? I'm assuming we've got Bill via telephone right now from the secret bunker. Are you there, Bill?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. Now, listen, before we go any further, I need you to say hi to Willie. Just say hi, Willie.
Hi, Willie.
Okay. Now, Willie's a new friend of mine that I talked to yesterday afternoon. He's out in Hawaii. He's 81 years old, and he says that he's the biggest fan of the Best Stocks Now radio show in the entire world.
Oh,
and listens every single day, and even likes the Friday show, looks forward to it, and told his friends to listen to the Friday show, and now he gets everything. He gets Bill Gunderson and the two knuckleheads here on Sanford and Son Friday. So hi to Willie out there in Hawaii, and segment is,
we love Hawaii.
Oh, we do. Yeah. Yeah. You know, he says that he goes fishing via your stories.
Yeah, some of us have to kind of fish. We kind of do that while we're sitting at the office.
Yeah, we do.
We fish vicariously through the fishing reports and stories.
That's right.
And I can actually listen, on my, I have that Fish Dope subscription that has a website, and I can actually listen to the boat chatter.
Oh, that's torture.
Shore, which isn't a public station, right? I mean, you've got to have a marine radio?
That's right, a VHS.
But I can sit there
HF.
And I'll do that, and I'll listen to the guys talking,
It's torture.
And I'm vicariously there eating a submarine sandwich, with the sound of those engines and birds. And it really is magic being out there on the water, isn't it?
It truly is.
That's the allure for a guy like you and me and the chase, the thrill of the chase, which is much like the market.
It is.
The thrill of the chase. That's why, to settle for a boring, mechanically driven asset out. Oh, I know the fees are low. I know that. And I can eat at Olive Garden because the fees are low. But the sauce is made by a computer in Minneapolis somewhere, It's not made by a loving grandmother in the back.
How do you know?
They might have a grandmother in every Olive Garden. You don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't think so. But, eating on the other side. She's not Italian, if she is. But I think in our business has kind of become like the mom-and-pop hardware store, where you can go in and get service, and that's hard to get anymore. People just flock to this low-fee, robotically driven, let's have a conversation type of thing, at these huge, gigantic, you really think they care about you?
No.
There
at, no. No, they just care about getting more U's in there.
We walk into the building every day, and right at the entrance is an Ameritrade, and it just seems so cold and so sterile. And even though we're going to be clearing through them, when that merger goes through, you know, I think they serve a great purpose. But as far as them, you know, they're hiring kids out of college, you know, to do this advice and walk away with a plan and all of this.
Yeah.
And it's institutional. They're all taught to do the same thing. I just can't see it, but people are falling for it all across America.
Well, you know, that's kind of the way folks are being raised in a lot of industries. You know,
yeah.
the automation, the lack of customer service. Shoot, we don't even talk to each other anymore. At least the millennials don't. They text each other. You know?
So. Yeah, and I got to fill my own car with gas at the station.
That's oh, right. There's no service phone. Anymore.
My mother would pull up and say, fill it up with Ethel, please. And I'd wonder, who's Ethel? You know? You remember Ethel?
Wash the windows, check the oil.
Yeah. Now, Jerry Brown wants to raise, we pay 66 cents a gallon in taxes. Every gallon that goes into your car, he wants to add another 12 cents to that.
Oh,
where has all that highway money gone? That was supposed to be going towards highways.
It's gone to social programs. It's gone to social programs, I guarantee you.
So we've got potholes, but the homeless population is growing like a weed, you know? And I don't know. It just seems like all this money that was set aside, sacred funds, like the lottery money. Oh, it's going to go towards the schools. The schools are constantly crying for money and laying people off. And it seems to me like the level of education continues to get lower and lower and lower. Now, that's not a shot against the teachers. I think the system has let us down. We're not producing the types of people that I don't think. I don't know. Am I wrong?
No.
Kids in high school.
It's not the country that you and I grew up in, Bill, and that is a fact. And unfortunately, everything from education to the mom and pop shops have gone away. The communication is lacking, and customer service is lacking. And really, and I'm going to spin this all the way back around to where we started in this quarter. That is really where I believe Gunderson Capital Management shines. I mean, if somebody wants to call up and talk about their portfolio with a human being who knows what the heck they're talking about, it amazes me. You answer your phone. Folks that want information about their portfolio or who are clients of Gunderson Capital Management, they want to call up and talk to the captain on the bridge of the ship. And you'll pick up your phone all day long. It doesn't matter what time of day.
But they got to get through Lisa first. They got to get through Lisa, you know. I mean, Lisa's
that's
pretty
right. She's a good screener.
She solves a lot of problems.
That's right. She does. We'll keep Lisa around as long as we can. The point being, though, is that your customer service is old school. It's the kind of service that folks from our generation grew up with. And it's refreshing to have a money manager who's willing to talk to his clients. Try and get, you know, the main guy at any of these big
Fidelity.
Super places. Yeah, try and get the main guy, the CEO, the president, on the phone. Good luck. And,
I'm going to be putting my efforts and energy in here. Of course, I manage money till one here until the market closes. I'm looking for any possible upgrades to what I currently own. You know, I'm pretty happy with my tech stocks. They're doing really good right now. You mentioned new highs for the NASDAQ yesterday.
That's right.
And the banks and the financials have pulled back here. And I think the healthcare stocks still make a lot of sense. The biotechs are starting to heat up here. And there's sectors that I would avoid. So I'm going to put my best efforts in today's newsletter, and I'm going to hand the reins off to you guys, all right?
Okay, Bill. Hey, you're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. We will be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. It is the last day of March, unless you're listening in those couple of stations where we play one day behind. And so if you are, then it's like the third day of April. So happy April Fool's Day in the past or tomorrow, depending on where you're listening. It's Sanford and Son Friday in most markets, and we're coming to you live on the Salem Broadcasting Network. We have Taman out there in Texas, taking care of the board, being our engineer, and making sure that the technology and magic of live radio is broadcast all over the country. We're in Sarasota, and we're in Minnesota. We're in Seattle and San Francisco. I sound like Huey Lewis in the news. Remember that song, The Heart of Rock and Roll?
Yeah.
Seattle, San Francisco, too. That's us. And, well, way out in Willie Land, out there in Hawaii, where we said hello to Willie earlier today, our new friend Willie in Hawaii. So tell us, what is going on news-wise in the market? Now that Bill is he's in the secret bunker, he's writing the newsletter, which we're going to talk about in a minute because we've got a free giveaway that I'm going to talk about in the fourth quarter, another free giveaway for listeners of the show today. But tell us news-wise what's happening, kind of what's capturing the market in the headlines. What's going on?
Well, as we know, anything that Trump does is always in the news.
Oh, and wrong.
Anytime he breathes,
it's wrong.
It's in the news.
Wrong.
So there's a lot of talk about the difficult China meeting that is going to happen. What is it, next week?
You know, he used the word difficult.
He said difficult.
And so, therefore, rattled the market.
He said the meeting next week with China will be a very difficult one in that we can no longer have massive trade deficits and job losses.
That's very good. Excellent.
Bigly.
Huge. So,
yeah, I mean, that should definitely be interesting. They're meeting at Mar-a-Lago.
Okay.
So maybe they'll play some golf together.
All right. We'll play a little golf and have a...
Butter him up a little bit.
And have a very, very special time.
Yeah. So that's anytime Trump, especially meeting with China, that's kind of big news in the market. Something good.
You know, I was watching...
Anything that comes out of that day that's negative is going to hurt the market a little bit.
I think it was either Fox Business or Bloomberg at the crack of dawn this morning when I always get up, because my wife says I'm old, and so therefore I wake up early. Yeah. I don't know if that's or maybe it's just that I'm extra healthy and I don't need a lot of sleep.
No.
But no, it's not it. Well, I was watching the pundits this morning, and they kept referring to the word difficult. Just the word difficult, because Trump uttered the word difficult.
Yeah.
It rattled the market.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, people.
Anything he does.
Oh, my God.
So look
goodness.
For that next week. If you are a day trader, you'll definitely want to pay attention to that.
My brother. My brother needs to pay attention to that.
Yeah.
So he doesn't.
Other big news is, remember General Flynn, Mike Flynn?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He wants to testify in the Russia probe.
See, that was another thing they talked about this morning.
Of course. He wants immunity. So, I don't know. There could be something coming from that, or he could just be saying, I want immunity, and then not say anything. I don't know.
Wouldn't that
be interesting? It could go either way. So, that's also big news.
But
I mean,
typically,
if you say you want immunity, you have something to tell.
Right. And his own words last fall, he said, they were, I think, one of the anti-Trump stations was playing back some of the former speeches from Flynn.
Uh-huh.
And he said, referring to one of the Hillary things about immunity, he said, well, anybody who's asked for immunity is obviously guilty. And that was out of his own words.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, that doesn't look good for him.
No, it doesn't. No, huh?
So, those two Trump tidbits.
Yeah, but
anytime that guy says anything, everyone in the market freaks out, and everyone on TV's got some opinion and what it subliminally means. And
you know, personally, now this is just my own opinion here. I think the market and those that wrap their world around the market, I think they're all wrapped too tight. I think everybody's just coiled up and wrapped too tight, and And clearly, that's coming from a guy who doesn't know anything, but...
Got to look at the big picture. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
There we go.
That's it.
All right.
Look at that long-term big picture. Don't be so knee-jerk reactionary to every word and nuance. And the, you know, it's like a coiled spring just ready to snap at any moment. You know, I mean, it was the same type of reaction to anything that was uttered by anybody 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, and the bull market's been intact for 7 or 8 years. Mm-hmm. So look at it a little more long term, in my opinion. As a matter of fact, I was looking at my little baby, teeny tiny, personal Scottrade account yesterday.
Right, okay,
and I was thinking, wow, I had a couple of stocks that are up like 2%.
You were stoked.
I was stoked, and I was thinking, man, I better reconsider looking at this in 5 years. I actually consciously thought, you know, I'm not going to open my summary page for 5 years.
Yeah.
And not look at it again. I'd open it up in 5 years and be broke or rich. One of the two.
Some people do that.
I couldn't do it. Anyway, so what
all
else?
Right, what else? Let's see. 2 Senate Democrats say they will back Neil Gorsuch. So okay. Maybe that the tide is shifting on there, and we can finally get someone into that Senate or the Supreme Court seat.
You know, 2 whole Democrats? Has anybody...
But that's good.
Oh, I know that is. But if you listen to that guy, and if you...
He seems like a sharp guy.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know his history of how he's...
He seems to me like a giant among men and a giant among fools when he was testifying there before Congress.
Yeah, I listened for like 20 minutes and I already knew this guy's smarter than me.
He's smarter than the whole room put together.
Yeah, anyone who was asking him questions, he was smarter than.
Right, yeah, and it's like, buddy, you're not even qualified to talk to this guy, let alone ask him any kind of question that would... That would put his knowledge into question. So go on. What else?
Samsung and Apple intensify the battle for smartphone users.
Now, have you ever had a Samsung phone?
I have not. I almost switched this last time I got my new iPhone, but I didn't.
You know, I just can't imagine not having an iPhone.
Yeah, I can't either, but I could see how it's enticing. Samsung, well, they used to be a little bit cheaper. Now they're almost about the same price, and Samsung is always a little bit ahead of the curve on newer technology, and they had the waterproof phone before Apple did. And
is the 7 waterproof?
Yes.
It is? Yeah. Not waterproof.
I have it as waterproof.
It's probably like water resistant.
It's water. You can drop it in water, pull it out, and it's fine.
Can you drop it in a bait tank when you're trying to reach down to get a sardine?
Yes.
Or a live mackerel?
Yes.
You can drop it in a bait tank?
Yep.
We're going to try that this summer.
I've seen videos of people using it underwater for 20 minutes.
Okay, we're going to try that this summer. Is that okay?
I don't want to do it with my phone.
See there?
I've used it in the rain.
Okay, all right. But that's
I
different
get weird
than
looks from people.
All right.
I don't have a case or anything.
So next
I've used
time
it in the rain and it's worked fine.
Next time we're out fishing, I'm dropping your phone in the bait tank.
I'll do it right before I get a new one. How about that?
No, cuz I get your old one.
All right.
What else?
So yeah, they both have new phones coming out. I think this fall coming up. So that's a big battle. Samsung and Apple have been going at it for years.
However, Apple
always
continues,
cross to each other.
Apple continues to kill it in the market.
Yes.
Year after year after year.
But the Apple supplier Foxconn has reported a rare sales decline for this next iPhone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's kind of interesting.
The next iPhone is supposed to be down in sales?
Yes.
I think that perhaps people are pretty happy with the phones they have. I mean, I am.
Mean, yeah, it does everything I want it to do.
Right. I mean, what do you need anything else?
I think the new iPhone is going to be, and the Samsung, I think it's just going to be a new look.
Most
of the software and hardware will be similar, I would believe.
I think the first company that comes up with genuinely wireless charging will hit the home run. If there's some way to zap energy into a phone, or, for example, an iPhone that doesn't need to be charged for a week and doesn't increase in size, that would be huge, especially using all the functions. If somebody could come up with an iPhone that you could actually use the video recorder, that you could stream, that you could use your flashlight, and it would still work for a week, man, that would kill it.
It would.
That would kill it right there.
Yep.
All right. What else?
All right. That's pretty much, there's not much going on today.
What kind of holiday is it? I heard on the radio that it was a holiday of some kind today.
Is it?
On March 31st. I don't know what kind of holiday it is. If it is a holiday, the market isn't
Happy
closed.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday to somebody. I don't know what it is. Is there a holiday on this? Is it local?
We will find out when we come
okay.
back.
Okay. You know, that's a good idea. We'll announce what holiday it is. You're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. It's Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson filling in for Bill. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. That's at GundersonCapital.com. You're here in the studio with Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We're filling in for Bill, and while he is sequestered in the secret bunker working on the newsletter, and you know, some folks actually refer to us as Dumb and Dumber.
We've gotten that a few times.
We've gotten that a few times. We have folks that literally take time out of their day to send us an email to tell us how terrible we are. Yeah. And then at the same time, we have folks that take time out of their day that we appreciate, these folks that tell us how wonderful we are. So it's kind of a Democrat Republican thing. Either
can't
love us or hate us.
Everyone all the time.
I think we're in a a national civil war, a cold civil war, and that is reflected in the fans of this radio show. They either love us or hate us, one of the two. But now here's the point.
No one just thinks we're okay.
No, nobody thinks, you know, it's Friday, we've got to put up with it. But that's the point I'm trying to make. You have to put up with us on Fridays in order to get your newsletter. And if you're not getting the newsletter, well, you are the knucklehead, because it's free. And it's the best recap and forecast in the market that I know of. It's the Gunderson Capital Best Stocks Now newsletter. And Bill,
it's great.
He's working on it today. So you got to listen to us in order for him to work on the newsletter.
Yeah.
In order to get it. So see, it's a necessary evil you have to put up with, a necessary medicine you have to take in order to get the good stuff tomorrow on the inbox. And if folks want to get it, how do they get it?
GundersonCapital.com.
Okay. And go where?
There's multiple places
you
can go.
Yeah, there is.
The newsletter page.
That's a good place to start.
Or the Contact Us page, my favorite.
Yeah, I know.
Because I like, you can tell us about yourself.
Yeah, just find a place in there that you can subscribe.
You can say, hey, I love you guys.
Right,
I want the newsletter. Hook
those guys are dumb and dumber.
There we go.
Nevertheless, you can just call us.
You could call us, too.
855.
Talk to Lisa.
Yeah, talk to Lisa. That's right. Today, all day. 855-611-2378.
We should have them ask for Shelly.
Yes. We'll send them straight to Shelly.
I wonder if she's working today.
This will be National Shelly Day. Now, here's the point. I guess there's no point here.
You never have a point.
When I was driving to work this morning, the news talk radio station said, hey, traffic might be a little bit lighter today. Because it's a holiday, and they didn't say what holiday. And I was like, what?
Like
it's
March
not a holiday.
What? End of quarter day?
National. So we brought up this little website
this
called
Check. This is the most bizarre website I've ever seen.
Check iDay. It's checkiday.com. And we're trying to figure out what the holiday is today. And now,
well, I just Googled holiday today.
Right. Okay.
This is the first thing that comes up and tells you everything that is celebrated today.
Sorry about that. We don't have a cough button. Anyway,
but
go ahead.
Of course, the big one is it's Cesar Chavez Day.
Cesar Chavez Day.
Which I should have known that.
You know,
I celebrated that in elementary school and middle school.
That's right. Because we're in California, we have the Imperial Valley. He's the guy that got rights all taken care of for the migrant farm workers.
He was the inspiration for Obama's slogan, because his slogan was "Si se puede,"
which is
"Yes, you can."
Yes, you can.
And Obama used, yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
He was inspired by him.
Well, you know, and Chavez Ravine is where Dodger Stadium is.
Yep. And okay. There's Cesar Chavez Freeway, right?
There is. There is down here, Cesar Chavez Boulevard down here.
That's right, yeah.
In San Diego. So he's
so we should have known that.
He's a big deal. And happy holiday to the vegetable picker industry.
Anyone who has today off, congratulations.
Now check this out. This is what's crazy, though. All the other holidays that are today.
There's multiple holidays today.
All right, what are they?
And they claim that they're observed every year on this day.
On March 31st.
I've never heard of them before. So okay.
What are they?
It's Dance Marathon Day. Okay. It's Eiffel Tower Day.
That we celebrate here?
I don't know. It doesn't say. Okay. Probably in France.
All right.
It's National She's Funny That Way Day.
That's ridiculous.
National Bunsen Burner Day.
Who comes up with these things?
I used to use those in...
I like that one right there.
National Clams on the Half Shell Day. National Crayola Crayon Day.
Now, I heard that crayon, or Crayola...
Yeah, getting rid of, like, the yellow
one or
something?
They're getting rid of a color today, and it's a big deal.
I wonder if it's the mac and cheese color.
They're unveiling which color they're retiring in Washington, D.C.
Well, and they're replacing it with another color.
It's repeal and replace.
Yes, exactly.
It's repeal and replace for crayons. Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
All right. It's also, this one makes sense, actually, National Farm Workers Day.
Yeah.
Cesar Chavez.
Okay, that makes sense.
National Tater Tot Day.
I don't think it says tater tot. I just think it says
tater day, but the picture of tater tots.
That's my kind of day.
Yes. Napoleon Dynamite would be proud. How many people
have now officially turned off the radio.
Yeah, this is pretty sad.
Yeah.
All right, I'll get down to the last
national day. All right.
No homework day for kids out there.
Spring break.
So if your teacher gives you homework, say, hey, it's no homework
day. They're not. They're on spring break.
All right, and then it's World Backup Day, which I guess refers to backing up your computer.
All right.
Maybe your smartphone out there. Back it up today because it's National World Backup Day.
Now, tomorrow, being April Fool's
National
Day.
National World Backup Day.
I hope Bill's listening in his secret bunker because tomorrow, being April Fool's Day, I didn't realize this until we looked at this cool website. Tomorrow is National Sourdough Bread Day.
According to this website, I don't know how accurate this is because it's ridiculous how many national days are every day.
Well, I understand that, but the important one is National Sourdough Bread Day, and right that's
along
right.
with International Pillow Fight Day
and National tomorrow. Atheist Day.
Yeah, so
if you don't believe in God, go make a loaf of sourdough bread and celebrate National Atheists Day.
Yes.
Oh my goodness!
What a weird.
There are a couple of things to believe in, and one of those is Bill Gunderson Day. Now, today we'll call National Bill Gunderson Day. We'll just make a new day.
Add it to the website.
And to celebrate it, you got to get his newsletter.
Yeah.
And
it's free.
Consider the fact that he is a money manager. Believe it or not, during a normal work day around here, we do a lot of things to help folks with their 401ks, their IRAs, their general brokerage accounts, the mattress but the money that they've acquired and stuffed in the mattress over the years. So if you'd like to get in touch with us and have Bill manage your money, how do they do it?
Go to GundersonCapital.com, click on the Contact Us page, or give us a call at 855-611-2378.
That's 855-611-BEST. Hey, you've been listening to Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.